I'm not sure if I can adequately explain what I'm feeling. The Holy Spirit is always here, but tonight he is here in a very powerful way. And I think he wants you to experience his touch. And I think if you will all close your eyes, and open your heart, open it and keep it empty. Let him fill it with his Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Go ahead.
Let the Holy Spirit fill your heart. Just feel his touch. I think you will. Just concentrate very quietly upon the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He loves you so much. He wants to be a part of you every single day. Feel his touch. Feel his touch. He is very, very close.
Let's open up our hearts to the Lord, and we just ask the Holy Spirit to come and to show us. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit always is here. The Holy Spirit is here with us, and the Holy Spirit resides in us. We ask the Holy Spirit to be stirred up in us and show us those ways that God wants to give us life and give us healing in those areas that we need it. Holy Spirit, come. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for there's something about Palm Sunday, that beauty of the contradiction of praising you, and then we go into knowing that you're going for crucifixion and that you'll rise again. It's so holy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The second letter of Peter, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, that through these you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of the passion and become partakers of the divine nature.
I love that passage, what the teacher just said. Some translations said our disordered passions. And I think we all have had disordered passions, I think, in our life.
2 Peter 1:2.
I will never forget you, my